Step 10. Cecilius. After meeting Pliny the Elder and Pliny the Younger, let's now move on to the third Latin figure that we find on Como Cathedral, more precisely on the south facade. It's poet Cecilius. It is easy to recognize him among the other statues. Keep your eyes peeled. He is the only one holding an open book. He was there when the first walls of Como were raised by the will of Julius Caesar in 59 BC, and he is still here on the holiest building in the city, the cathedral. Poet Cecilius is the third pagan on the Duomo, after the two Plinys, and was sculpted on the south facade by brothers Tommaso and Giacomo Rodari, with a book in his hands. However, besides the fact that scrolls, rather than books, were in use during Roman times, this book is lost to us, and we know that Cecilius wrote it only thanks to poem 35, dedicated to him by one of the greatest Latin poets, Catullus, from which we learn that Cecilius was busy writing a poem dedicated to Cybele, the Great Mother, goddess of nature and animals. We have no certain biographical information on Cecilius. He was probably part of the same literary circle as Catullus, advocate of a cultural renewal that often made fun of the unadventurous Roman literary tradition. Some critics suppose that he may be Quintus Cecilius Epirota of Tusculum, a freeman who opened a school for the teaching of letters, where he was the first to introduce authors who were contemporary with him, starting with Catullus. In 1938, the road leading to the Como Sud motorway entrance was named after Cecilius, so those who leave Como, just as Catullus invited Cecilius to do, so that he may visit him in Verona, may carry a memory of a poet whose writings we shall never be able to read. With respect to the theories on Cecilius' identity, we now give the floor to Roy Gibson, professor of classical culture at Durham University and author of a biography of Pliny the Younger. In his 1532 Historia Patria Libri Duo, Benedetto Jovio states that Cecilius was mentioned by Catullus, tender poet, my peer, as the very first of the Prestantes Viri of Como. We know of a comic poet of Celtic lineage called Cecilius Statius, who perhaps came from the surroundings of Milan, but he lived in the time of Ennius, more than a century earlier. We will never know exactly who Cecilius was, but Catullus, who was often very rude to other poets, held him in high regard as an artist. Nothing is left of this author, except for poem 35, dedicated to him by Catullus, who fears that he will be held in Como by a girl who has fallen in love with him, after reading one of his poems dedicated to Cybele. I would like you, Papyrus, to tell Cecilius, the love poet, my friend, to come to Verona, leaving the wall of New Comum and the Larian shore, for I wish him to receive certain thoughts of a friend of his and mine. And to the girl Catullus writes, I forgive you, girl more learned than Sappho's muse, for the great mother of Cecilius is elegantly on the way.